Today we celebrate the sixth day of the octave of the Nativity. 8 days during which Christmas is celebrated every day, even though some of the propers are a little bit different, but not really. Today we see that the shepherds receive the annunciation from the angels, and they rush, the gospel says they rushed to Bethlehem to the cave, and there they found Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus in the manger. And so we continue to celebrate these sacred mysteries. And it's very, very sad always. And I don't think it will ever change, because religion today is just like a jewel that people put on their wrist or their lapel. These days, just like the octave of Easter and the octave of Pentecost, should be days when all the Catholics should be at Mass. Because every day is Nativity. Every day is Easter. Every day is Pentecost. But most Catholics no longer know their Catholic faith. And there's nothing we can do. We preach about it. We tell you about it. And probably everybody thinks, there he goes, nagging us again. Well, I will continue to nag until I die. And that's the way it is, if that's what it is. But it's not. We want your salvation. All the other things are not important. Not the food, not the booze, not gifts, or all the other stuff. Christ is the center of Christmas. And it is He whom we should come and adore with everything that we have, no matter what. And so today, let us meditate on these realities. And of course, you're here, but where are the others? They're going about their business. Just like we see in the Nativity scene, everybody's going about their business. They don't even realize that their Savior has been born, that He is right there. And so today, we give thanks to God for this great mystery of the Nativity of our Lord. Because it is by His nativity from the womb, the Immaculate Virgin womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that He receives His manhood, a true God and true man, and a man with a true body and a true human soul. People think He just has the divine spirit. No, He has a human soul, and that's why He came, to suffer in both His human soul and His human body. Otherwise, we would not be Christians, we would not be Catholic. That would be a heresy. He is true man, body and soul. As we say, we receive our Lord in the Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. Body, blood, and soul. Then the divinity, which is from eternity. But this is the great mystery, and it is a great gift to God, from God to us, that we have received this wonderful gift of His Son, who comes to give us life, to give us His love, and to give us salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.